Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
It's our annual show where we talk about dealing with serious topics over the holidays. Valerie Hobson-Bell with Elder Care Connections is here this morning, along with Pat Holland for the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging. Good morning to both of you. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Ted.
This is the kind of show every year that we do, and you don't like to think about this over the holidays, but unfortunately, this kind of stuff happens, and it's good. You all always give such good ideas with dealing with these kind of issues, because they're not the kind of things you like to sit down and talk about. But if you do talk about them, and when the situation arises, you're sure glad you have.
Well, what we see is that this is the time of year that the adult children are coming home and they see their parents, and they're seeing that, you know, when they talk to them on the telephone, it really isn't the reality of what's going on in real life. They'll see that maybe they're no longer taking their medicine like they once were, or that the grooming has even changed. So it really is the time to think about having that discussion.
Right. Fortunately, you've given us a chance to come and talk about this for many years now. And a lot of kids, and when I say kids, we're talking our age, 50s, yeah. 60s even, 40s, 50s, 60s, that when they do come home, as Valerie had mentioned, we're talking to our parents on the phone and everything is fine and dandy. But when we do get off that plane or off out of that car and step into the house, we see a completely different story. But then what do we do? From across the country, you know, there are places to call, places to go. And again, you've given us the opportunity to let people know exactly what to do.
Well, one of the things that you've talked about in other years, and we should say this up front, is the two of you have always talked about know when to initiate the discussion. It's not like you walk in the house and
that's
it's
true.
Just like,
right, right.
Mom, what happened?
Right. Yeah.
You look 30 years older.
Right, right. Nobody wants to hear that.
You might think it, but that is going to create a defensive mode.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go ahead and you be welcomed in and you take one day at a time, but you try to schedule that discussion before you know you have to leave. Mm-hmm. And the reason we kind of like around the holidays, because people do go home other times, but maybe your siblings are home where you can kind of get them together as part of the plan.
And we don't know what's going to happen, but maybe it is the time to call your siblings beforehand and say, you know, what have you been hearing? What have you seen? Do we have to have a conversation? Are we going to prepare ourselves for that conversation? Let's see what we have to do beforehand and have a talk ourselves. We don't know. So this is what we need to do.
And so in terms of timing, I always say, think about when is your parents' best time of day?
Right.
If they're early risers, but then they fizzle out by 2 in the afternoon, you want to get it in before that. You don't want to do that at 6 o'clock in the evening if they're exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, so you really got to think about when is the best time. Definitely after a meal, but not Christmas dinner.
No. Enough of us have had bad Christmas dinners to begin with. That's not the way to keep the holidays going.
You don't want a situation of pass the gravy and the power of attorney form.
Absolutely, yeah. And sign this, not with gravy, but with blood.
You know, you just talked about the power of attorney. That's one of the first places we start. You really do need to get your paperwork in order. So you want to have a durable power of attorney. And before it's needed. So I encountered a situation where I was the primary caregiver for a great aunt and uncle. And although he asked me to be that person, he still did not trust. And so when I kept pushing him to get that power of attorney, we came up with a compromise. I said, you get the power of attorney, put it in a metal box under your bed. That way, in the event that I need to use it, I know where it is. I can break the box open even though I don't have a key. That's cool. But we knew where to get it when we needed it. if I don't have it in my hands, I can't do anything with it in terms of helping him out. So that was a compromise.
Yeah.
So the power of attorney, you want to have an advance directive. That's where you're talking about what you want at end of life. And that is hard for people to put their head around.
And it's very important to put that in writing, your last wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Having the conversation is absolutely wonderful. And having the conversation with many people around is a good idea. Mm. But putting that in writing, even on a piece of paper, that way, all of those people know exactly what you want.
That, Pat, boy, that's really important because you hear in sometimes some of these high-profile cases, but you hear just within families of
right.
where somebody has talked to mom and she has said to them one thing, but
absolutely.
Several other siblings, and that can just fracture a family forever.
Years ago, the senior care services at Mary Washington Hospital had a mother and daughter do a video of the perfect gift, it was called, I believe.
Hmm.
And the daughter actually did the majority of the video, and it was how mom did her final wishes, her advance directives. And the basic of the story was that mom told her exactly what she wanted as her final wishes. That way, the daughter did not have to have – she didn't have to make decisions. She knew exactly what her mom wanted at her end of life. So there was no guilty feelings. Did I do the right thing for my mom? Am I going to have to live the rest of my life wondering if this is what my mother would really want? So it is very important for the children to know and to have that be spelled out. It does make all the difference in the world. So that conversation, no matter how much we don't want to have it, is a very, very important. And at Christmas time, the holiday times, it is a wonderful gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're giving out that power of attorney, I say to people, you don't give it to the oldest child just because they're the oldest child. You really have to look at, are they responsible? Are they able to manage their own household or their own funds, those kind of things? You want to know that the person you have put in charge is going to follow your wishes. So it's not always the oldest child. Sometimes it's not even the children. You know, so it's a yeah. serious decision to think about.
Yeah, you're giving that person your life, not just your being, but all of your financial powers, everything you own. That person has power to do what they want with it because they pretty much become you. So it is very important to trust that person implicitly. One of the other things is that, you know, you can do two people. You can do and or. You really, really have to think about how you give people or a person the power of attorney. One of the things that we would always recommend is that when you go to an attorney to get a power of attorney, that you go to somebody that deals specifically with seniors' issues. You know, you don't go to a pulmonary doctor for an ingrown toenail. They're just yes. not a specialist in that. So you really wouldn't go to somebody that specializes in criminal law to have your power of attorney and will done.
Right.
So you want to be you want to go to an expert. So pick your attorneys wisely.
And I guess in a lot of times in the person who takes on to power of attorney or even the executor of a will, that person needs to make sure that they know what's involved, because I've seen cases where people have become especially executors of
yes.
wills, and especially executors of wills out of town. And all of a sudden I hear these stories of, if I had ever known how much there was involved in this, I never would have done it.
Right.
You are absolutely correct. We hear those same stories.
Right. You know, the people that you pick in your life, how do you pick them, and are they capable of doing what you
yeah.
need them to do? We're all very different people, and we all have different reasons for being in each other's lives. And pick those people with that in mind.
And I think with the executor, they're – are a few rules kind of written out what you have to do, how you go about it. But with the power of attorney, you simply have to make sure that their life is in order,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it gets to that point where they no longer can. And that is a gray area, because a lot of people, they feel that when they do get the power of attorney, that they have the right then to supersede that senior adult.
Absolutely not.
And it is not true.
Right, absolutely not. You do not become that person just because they give you their power of attorney. You know, we at the Agency on Aging, and I know Valerie with her company Elder Care Connections, we believe in independence, we are not here to take away somebody's independence, and that's not what these conversations are about.
These conversations
should always be about remaining independent, and we don't want to conduct your business. That is not what a power of attorney is about. A power of attorney is being a backup, being support for someone, and making sure that their affairs continue to run properly.
Yeah.
Never about taking over. That's not what it should be.
With a person who has power of attorney, if they see, though, that the person is making irrational decisions, can they step in then, or what kind of power do they have?
That is still another hard area, which of course you're going to want to ask the legal person. But what I know about it is, if that senior person who is making these poor judgments, and first off, Ted, I want to be clear that we all have the right to poor judgment. You know,
right.
we actually use that right when we were 21 or so.
Right.
So,
well, that's a good point.
We have the right to poor judgment. And so I think it gets to the point where you really need to still be able to communicate with that person you have power of attorney with and say, can I help you with this? Because unless you get legal guardianship, which is where you're going to deem, a judge is going to deem someone to be incompetent,
yeah,
you can't forcefully take over their life with the power of attorney.
Okay.
So, you know, healthcare-wise, it's if they can't really speak for themselves or understand what the doctors are saying, then you want that person to step in, be there, you know what's going on.
If you can blink your eyes and the doctor is fully aware that you can make your own decisions by that means of communication, then you are still able to make those decisions. We have had friends that is exactly how they've communicated their wishes. So they are still capable of making decisions that way. The power of attorney, the healthcare power of attorney, does not kick in that case.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, for the person who's thinking, I don't want power of attorney because I'll lose control. That's good to know
absolutely.
That you're not doing that.
No.
And that's part of the reason why you have to have somebody that you implicitly trust.
Yeah.
You always want somebody that you trust with your life.
Yes. Pat Holland here, Valerie Hobson Bell. We're talking about serious topics for the holiday. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Valerie Hobson Bell here from Elder Care Connections. Pat Holland with the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging. With the holidays coming up, thought it was a good idea to talk about just topics to get together and talk with your parents and if you've got siblings, to talk about them. We just had a really dramatic moment in the studio, because we're talking about, I was telling you about my own situation, and Valerie, you said.
I said, who has power of attorney? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. And I said, well, I assume.
No, immediately
you cut me off and said, don't assume, you find out.
And this is how you start that dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to tell my children, I said, if you're in a situation where there's peer pressure, blame it on me. My mama is so mean that I can't do whatever. So I'm giving you an out. Call your parents, blame it on me and Pat. Say,
I'll take these women
today, and they said, I need to find out, do you have a power of attorney already?
Yeah.
You know, that's how you start the dialogue.
So many times I get phone calls at the agency that it is too late. The person has lost capacity.
Yes.
And it's too late to get a simple power of attorney, to just have the person go to an attorney and get that. And the process of having somebody deemed incapacitated, incompetent, mm-hmm. and somebody becoming a guardian, it's not what you want to do.
It's long, it's costly.
Absolutely. You know? It's so simple to get a power of attorney. The hard part is having the person understand that you do need it. But we do it before it's too late. You know, we're all in our 50s.
We should
do it now.
Power of attorney.
We absolutely should do it now. And we do it the first time. We can change it as life goes by. Situations change on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
There's no problem with removing a power of attorney from somebody and giving it to somebody else. That's not a problem.
But if you start experiencing any type of dementia or memory loss, then it may become too late to sign off on a power of attorney. So that's why we encourage everybody, please do it before you need it. So that's why you should have that conversation with mom and dad.
Right. Another great gift for the holidays.
Yeah.
Serious topic, great gift.
Yeah, yeah. Now, these shows, though, aren't supposed to be quite as personal as we just made it. So, but no, you're right in a lot of these things. And this can be the springboard, like you say, to move into some of these other things. Pat, when you've been here in years past, you have given and talked about driving and how important that is.
Right.
And I guess this is a good time if you're home for the holidays.
Go out for a drive with your parents.
Yeah.
Let them drive you to the grocery store, wherever they go on a regular basis. Have them drive you instead of you chauffeuring them around. That's one of the things that when my family comes down to see my mom and dad, we think it's great to give them a break. First thing you should do is walk around their car, see what kind of shape it's in. Are there dents, scratches, things like that? You know, don't pounce on them if there are. We'll you know, politely see what's going on. But let them drive the way that they always have and just take it easy, observe what's going on. If it's really bad, then you can ask the Department of Motor Vehicle to you can request a medical review. That will start a process where the doctor will have to do a review there, and they'll have to go in for a driving test. They may remove their driver's license, which is not a bad thing. Talk to your mom or dad. See if the keys can be removed. If it's very, very bad, that would be the things to do. I've had many calls where kids have said, my dad gets lost all the time. Do whatever is in your power to remove that car from the premises. You know, it's not just your parents' life, but it's everybody else's life, too. We're talking a very, very serious issue. A lot of people don't take it serious. There is transportation in the area. The Agency on Aging has mobility options. You can give us a call. Our phone number is 540-371-3375. Mobility Options has its own phone number, which I, of course, don't have on me right now. The eldercare.gov, which is the website for the N4A, National Association of Area Agency on Aging, has an initiative this holiday for driving. Take a look at that. It's brand new, so I haven't even seen it yet. But it is to prepare for a non-driving future. That removes our independence. So driving is very, very important. You know, there are several ways to get around. If you're in the city, there's the Fred bus, incredible resource for transportation. Church members, other family members, friends. We need to buckle down and use whatever resources we can to get our seniors to where we need to go.
And I guess if you're dealing with somebody out of the area, if that's your parents aren't in this area, find out what some of those services that are available.
Right. So always give us a call at the Agency on Aging.
But that eldercare.gov will cover all across the United States.
Okay. Absolutely, yes.
So if you can put in their zip code or their city and find out what's available.
There is an Agency on Aging that covers every inch of the United States. So go to eldercare.gov and find out. Plug in the exact address of your parents or whomever your loved one, and you will find the Agency on Aging that covers that area.
It just seems like, because I know with my grandmother, it was a huge, when she lost driving, I mean, that she almost lost the will to live.
Absolutely.
It is for a lot of people. It is the beginning of losing their independence. It doesn't have to be, but it is because we just are not shaped to ask for help. It's something about it. But please reach out and just ask what's available, even if it is. And we're not saying that everyone should become dependent upon their neighbors.
No.
But you really should ask if a neighbor, if a church member, you know, a relative can help out. as well as the different transportations that are available.
Right. As our community ages, we all have to get together and help each other. I think that's going to be the biggest thing that keeps us grounded.
Well, and it's just to have these kind of things to say, we think you ought to, we need to give up the car, but here are some ways.
That's correct.
Right. The resources that we have, they're available.
And so you're at least giving them options and just saying, you're not driving anymore.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
End of conversation.
Right. Absolutely.
Our senior cafes are available in each of the communities that we serve. And of course, we serve King George, Caroline, Spotsylvania, Stafford, and the city of Fredericksburg. And each of our cafes are open 3 days a week. We can provide transportation. Each cafe goes grocery shopping once a week, which provides that resource. Have a little bit of a waiting list at each of those, but we're working through that at a very rapid pace. So those resources are available. Give us a call, and we'll be able to talk people through that.
What was that number again?
540-371-3375.
For the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging. And that's, boy, a great resource. Mm-hmm. And if a person's not familiar with that, either check out the website or call.
Right.
And let someone explain, because a lot of these things we're talking about, you help provide at the Rappahannock Area Agency
right.
on Aging.
Lots of resources at our agency.
Pat Holland here. Valerie Hobson Bell. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Pat Holland and Valerie Hobson Bell here. Pat's with the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging, 371-3375. Valerie Hobson Bell is with Elder Care Connections. We talked about the great resource that the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging is in this community. Valerie, you have another great resource with Elder Care Connections, and you can help people with these topics.
Well, I'm a geriatric care manager, and so I kind of take people by the hand and help them through all of these different aspects, you know, encouraging them to get their paperwork in order. I can even be a medical power of attorney for people. So I attend the doctor's appointments. I can report back to any family members how those things are going. Follow through with what the doctor has ordered. And as well as what Pat was saying, I can help you to know what's available in the community.
And it's eldercareconnections.net. Net. That's what I thought, but I didn't want to. Last time I jumped out as if I knew and I didn't. Eldercareconnections.net. And Pat mentioned the other resource that will give you a lot of information too, nationally, eldercare.gov
right.
for information there. But that's one of the changes, I guess, in recent years of where in the past, before the internet, you had to go actually get brochures and
right.
get
right.
things. You can do a lot of research online.
Yeah, absolutely. There's all sorts of stuff that you can find. Be careful. You know, not everything mm-hmm. we see on the internet is correct, as Abraham Lincoln says.
And as a geriatric care manager, I say do not use those websites that says they're going to help you place your loved one. And the reason I say that is because they cannot know each of those facilities. You know, they do places across the United States. I try to help place people based on the person's personality, the person's like, dislike, as well as their level of care need. But when you're calling some of these big franchises, they simply are looking at who's going to pay them the higher dollar to place someone in their facility. None of the assisted livings or nursing homes in anywhere pay me to place someone there. So I'm doing it based on the individual's needs, not based on what I'll get from the facilities.
And I guess I'm sure every facility is can be dramatically different.
That is
absolutely
correct.
Absolutely.
You know, we're talking assisted living, nursing home. It really depends on what you can do, and it depends on your intelligence level, all of those things, because that is going to really guide, you know, how much activity are you going to be doing? So I would want to place someone with a very high IQ someplace where I know they're going to be stimulated in that way. So bingo is not the answer for everyone.
Right.
So it might need to be a little different.
So what we found is that when kids are coming home for the holidays and they find that the situation is not good at all, what do we do if somebody cannot stay in their home? In my situation last year, it was not a good situation. My dad was not able to keep my mom home. You don't ever want to place somebody into a facility. You know, we hear on a regular basis, I would never put my loved one in a nursing home, in a facility. It hurts to hear that because sometimes that is the best place for a person. Mm-hmm. We cannot always care for our loved one at home and provide proper care, keep them well. So what do? You go out, you look at places to see. Can you care properly for a person at home? Can you provide 24-hour-a-day safety, you know, wonderful care? Can you keep them clean? Can you keep them, as Valerie said, the highly intelligent person? Can you provide stimulation? Socially, how have they had friends over? Will that continue? All sorts of different things.
And it does
things.
Not. The visits start to drop off as the person has greater needs,
right.
Unfortunately.
Right.
And I think people don't want to see what they may become.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. When we're faced with our own future, you know, it makes us think, not in so good ways, but we need to. We need to think about our futures. So, again, in our case, we found the best assisted living for my mom. And in the case where we didn't think that she would be on this earth in a matter of months, my mom is absolutely thriving. So to hear someone say, I would never place my loved one in a facility, to watching someone thrive in a facility is an absolute joy. So, you know, there's the housing. See, what is the situation and where do we go?
And I do want to say that assisted living and nursing homes are not the first level.
Correct.
You know, if they're in their own home, then maybe it's a senior apartment that would benefit them.
Do you have a big house? Can you continue to cut the grass?
Right.
Can you take care of the gutters? Mm-hmm. Can you clean the house? Is it something that we as the Agency on Aging have a homemaker program? Is it just that you need assistance with cleaning your house? What are your needs?
It may be not even moving to the apartment. It might be renting a smaller house. You know, I actually had a client 95 years old. The son helped mom to sell her larger home and literally moved her into a smaller home that she could maneuver at 95 years old, you know, and hired somebody to come and cut the yard.
Yeah.
So, but she did not have to maintain the house, you know, as if she owned it. Mm-hmm. So there's other ways. Be creative about it.
Right.
And that's what I help people to do.
Yeah, we're bouncing around in this conversation, just like the dinner table conversation can bounce around. Where are we going? What do we see? And what are our outcomes? Our outcomes always want to be that we want to keep our loved ones safe. And how do we get there? We do have the resources to do that between the Agency on Aging and a geriatric care manager like Valerie. We will do that in this community. Fredericksburg's a wonderful community to age in.
Yes.
We have tremendous resources, and all of our nonprofits and businesses work together incredibly well.
Well, and to have a conversation like this where things are kind of bouncing around, and if you do it early enough to where everybody can participate and the mom or dad
that's
can participate,
right.
They'll see your care. They'll be able to verbalize
what they want.
Right. And again, it goes back to keeping them independent, keeping our loved ones independent. And what better way than to keep them in the conversation?
And, you know, Ted, we were talking about transportation earlier. Well, we do have several senior apartment complexes that offer transportation. So that's another avenue where they could get out and get to things they need.
Is there some type of insurance or something that a person can purchase to maybe plan for some of this down the line?
Well, long-term care insurance will definitely help, but each policy has its own trigger, and that means when it will pay out.
Okay.
Usually it is when you have deficiencies in your activities of daily living, which is called ADLs. And so you're also going to have to learn all this jargon. But that is usually when you need in-home care or you need at least assisted living through nursing home. That is what pays for that.
Okay. Boy, there are a lot of things here, and it's probably never too early to start talking about it.
It's not. But again, there are, as Pat said, there's free resources in the community that can offer some assistance. No, it is not going to do what a companion aide can do or anything like that. But Mental Health America has the Senior Visitor Program. That is a free service where they match up your senior person with a mature volunteer. So there's someone that's going in to visit at least once a week and just having dialogue, communicating with that person to ward off depression. So there's things that we can help you to look at to help mom or dad in their own home.
Right. And not just that the senior visitor is a good program for the senior in the home, but they are also looking for visitors to be senior visitors. So
to be volunteers,
right?
Yeah.
So we'll put a plug in for that. They're always looking for those volunteers. And the commitment, I understand, is 1 hour per week. So if you call Mental Health America, they'll be glad to walk you through that program.
I guess when we're having these discussions, whether it's housing and all these end of life things, you probably can't get too. You probably want to get as specific as you can. And I'm thinking of things like feeding tubes and, you know, a breathing machine and that kind of thing. Should you talk about that kind of stuff?
Not without a professional, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you really need to have a professional to have that. That detailed of a conversation.
Now, is that something that you would do, Valerie?
I can definitely help them get to that point if they need to have further discussion. Where I could help is being there to help kind of facilitate the discussion, but also tell them what payer source would pay for those kind of things. Because for the senior person, and especially the ones nowadays that grew up very close to depression era, their first thought is, what is this going to cost me?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so if they learn that these different things that they need is covered by their insurance, which some are, that would be more helpful for them. But also it could be very frightening. That's why I think it's very important, if you go to that detail, that you do have a professional available.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Valerie Hobson-Bell here. Pat Holland, we're talking about end of life kind of discussions. One of the things that occurs to me that in past years hasn't been an issue, somebody needs to know your passwords to things or where they can find
things.
Or you mentioned, or when you were talking about you know, getting the power of attorney in a box, just keys and things like that.
Right.
A lot of it just seems like if something, especially if something suddenly happens, or if you're incapacitated, everybody, it can take. And sometimes with passwords, sometimes I've heard of cases where you never can get into that account because they won't let you.
Yeah, make sure that everything is written down, and make sure that at least one person knows where the master is. My dad is meticulous, and he's got – it's like a treasure hunt, but he's got the treasure hunt all mapped out. So we know exactly where to go, and you have to go to this filing cabinet for this and then this filing cabinet for that. It'll take about 2 weeks to get it, but we know how to do it. It is very, very important to make sure that somebody knows how to get everything and where everything is. Hidden life insurance policies are no good. You know, you don't know. They're nothing. So make sure that a family member, a loved one, whomever knows exactly what you have and how to get to it.
And again, the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging. If you've heard something today and you want to find out more or talk to somebody like Pat or somebody else more, 371-3375 for the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging. For Elder Care Connections and Valerie Hobson-Bell, eldercareconnections.com. net. When we come back, we're going to talk this morning about gift ideas. Valerie Hobson Bell, Pat Holland here. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Looking at talking about serious topics over the holidays, Valerie Hobson Bell, Elder Care Connections, Pat Holland, Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging here. You wanted to talk about just gift ideas because, boy, now that... I'll take notes on this part because a lot of times people, senior citizens or your parents will tell you, I don't want, and then fill in the blank because they don't want stuff.
Now, and they don't. But when we say gift ideals, we're thinking about what is going to help them stay independent as long as possible. So
one of the first things that comes to my mind is a lot of people this time of the year are thinking safety and a personal emergency response system. Hmm. We at the Agency on Aging have a system called CareNect, and the price has gone down. It's $31.95 a month now.
From a landline.
From a landline, right. And as a personal emergency response system, it also allows the person to have a friendly conversation with the people that are answering the phone. Hmm. These are highly trained people that are answering the phone, not just a call center somewhere that is doing that. So for our loved ones, if somebody's going to fall, you know, we need to keep our family safe. Anybody can pay for that. It doesn't have to be the person. A lot of the seniors that are calling want that. What better way to give somebody the gift of safety?
Yeah.
We have those systems right in our office. We can go out and hook them up. They're very, very simple. It's a great gift.
So another thing is an automatic pill dispenser.
Right.
You know, if the issue is mom or dad is not taking their medication at the right time or the right amount, then you can fill this up sometimes up to 30 days in advance. But it will shoot it out at the time that you say it needs to come multiple times a day. If they don't pick up that medication within a certain amount of time, it actually sucks it back in so that they're not taking two doses at the same time. Who knew?
Who knew?
Absolutely. But what a wonderful device to help someone.
Because I can't remember sometimes. Did I take that?
I'll get you a pill box.
It's not cheap. I will say that. But, you know, keeping someone independent when they have, when they start having these deficiencies.
And medication errors are a terrible, terrible safety hazard. I mean, they send many people to the hospital.
Yeah. So you can get that at the medical supply place, but also all of the home care agencies now on their website will also have the medication dispenser.
We also have them available through our CareNect program at the Agency on Aging.
But, you know, something on a smaller scale. Mom or dad are still doing pretty good, but they may have issues.
Parkinson's disease, shaky hands, anything along those lines.
You get the bigger utensils. They have the round handles on them, whether it's a can opener, a fork, or a knife. You know, when you get those big handles that's round, now Pat is going to tell you, you can make your own, and you can. However, you can also go to the nearest department store and pick it up for about $14.95.
There are weighted spoons that will allow you to less shaking on your hands with a weighted spoon. I won't tell you to be cheap and make your own for Christmas. I will tell you to go buy your parents a
weighted
spoon. But
it is ways to adapt a lot of different
Absolutely.
Things.
OXO, one of the brands that's available at the department stores around town, have many, many bigger handled utensils. They are incredible for people that have arthritis in their hands, having trouble opening jars. They have cans, openers. Just a whole array of utensils that are very, very helpful. And that type of stuff keeps people independent. You like hot fudge on your sundae, you can't get it open, I'm going to get you a jar opener. Yeah.
And how about a handheld shower head?
Right.
You know, that comes down so that someone can sit and they don't have to be unsteady on their feet. Shower chair. They now have them with the backs on or off. They have them where you can have part of it outside of a bathtub, and you scoot over to the part that's inside. it's just a lot of options available now.
There are swivel seats for your car seat to help you get in and out easier.
And you can use that very same swivel seat in a dining room chair.
Yes.
You put someone in and they can swivel themselves around. So
who knew?
There's things like that
Ask
we
us.
Can help.
We're here.
Yeah.
That's what we're resources here.
And if the day ever comes that we have snow, and we probably will, if you know of somebody, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's somebody you know at church,
yes,
get your kids or yourself and get them shoveled
Please.
Out.
Absolutely.
Yes. You know, Absolutely. Another issue for seniors staying at home is the garbage cans. Sometimes they are too heavy for seniors to pull up and down. Now, for Pat's parents, he lives in a community where they have smaller cans right. and recycle cans as well. But if you don't, think about giving that as a gift, that you go over every Tuesday or Wednesday and right. pull somebody's garbage can down.
This is a whole new idea for another show. We need to talk because this really is
right.
really
right.
practical
Absolutely.
Stuff of things that are happening. We are out of time. Thank you so much. Great
Thank
information.
You. Thank you.
Again, Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging, 371-3375. Elder Care Connections, eldercareconnections.net, and also eldercare.gov to give you information.
Right.
Valerie Hobson, Bell, Pat Holland, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thanks.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.